Baba Basra daf nun ches omed aleph, page 58, side A. Limedura ukederes makifes oiso. That means, just like a flame that is surrounded with pots and the fire is in the middle. Likewise, by the table of an Am Ha'aretz, the plates are around the table and the cloth and the bread is in the middle. Further, Rabbi Yochanan asks Rabbi Noah, Mito shel Tamid HaChomim Keitzad, how is a bed of the Tamid HaChomim need to appear, be seen? So Rabbi Noah answered, Kol she'ein tachtao elu sandolim b'mei sachamo, that as long all that underneath the bed, there is only the sandolim, the shoes that the needs, they need them in the rain. So they would wear the sandolim in the winter, but they don't need it. In the winter they would wear the sandolim to protect themselves from the mortar, from the tit, from the garbage in the street. But in the meantime, until they'll need to use them again, they store them under the bed. And uminolim, minolim, those are regular shoes. Those are shoes that they use in the summer. But in the winter, he stores the minolim, the shoes of the summer shoes, he stores them under the bed until the summer. That's when he's going to use it. So that's a bed of a Talmid Chacham. V'shalam ha'oret doymen la'itzer kolum. But a little bolum. Amaretz, a bed of Amaretz, it seems like a storage place, a mixed up storage place. He places everything under his bed, the food and vessels and everything. So while the Gemara brought down the state to Rabbi Noah, the Gemara is bringing a story that happened with him. Rabbi Noah have a kometzayin ma'orta. Rabbi Noah was making signs about on the caves of burial places, so people should know where the tumah is, and they will be careful not to carry over their taharis, clean stuff, so that they should not become defiled by resting an oil ha-meis, by defiling by being resting over the meis. So he would go enter into the caves, and he would measure the measure of the length from the inside, and then he would make a sign outside them so that they would recognize the place of the tumah. Kimoto la ma'orso d'Avrom, when he came to the cave of Avram Avinu in the Moris Machpelah, Ashkiche le'ezer eved Avrom, so Rabbi Noah found that Eliezer Avram service the koi kame baba, that he was standing in front of the door. Amalei, so Rabbi Noah said to him, asked him, Maiko Ovid Avram, what is Avram doing? What is Avram Avinu doing? Amalei, so Eliezer is saying, Gone bichnofo disoro. He is lying in the laps, in between the hands on the laps of Sora Imenu, or Mother Sora. Become Aina Liberation, and she is looking in his head. Amalei, so Rabbi Noah said, Zila Imalei, go tell Tavram, Banoi koi ababa, that Banoi is standing by the door, and he's asking permission that I should be able to go in. Amalei, so Avram Avinu said to Eliezer, Leo, let Rabbi Noah come in. And I'm not worried to be lying in front of him between the laps of my wife, Sarah, because they made the Yediyah, the Yetzer Baal Maleka, because he knows that there is no evil inclination in the world to come, and therefore I do not need to hide from him. Oil. So Rabbi Noah entered. Ian, he looked in the length and the width of the cave. Vinofak, and he went out, and he made a sign outside of the cave. Kimoto, lemaorta de odom rishon. When he came to the cave of the first man, he's also the Maris Machpelah. Yotza Baskel v'Omer. So Baskel came out and said, although nistakalta bidmuz de yukoni, you looked in the image of me, which Yaakov Avinu is similar to Adam Arishin, so he looked b'dimuz yukoni, and he too was buried in the cave of Avram, but b'diyukoni atzma, but by the image of Adam Arishin himself, which is, so to speak, the image of God, al tistakil, don't look. So Rabbi Noah said, but I need to make the sign of the measure of the inner cave. So the Abaskal answered and went out, it's sufficient that you measure the outer cave, because kimidas hachitzoynes, like the measure of the outer cave, which the forefathers and the mothers of Yitzchok Yaakov and the Moses are buried, kach midas hapnimis. Also, this is also the measure of the inner cave where Adam and Chava are buried. So the Gemara adds, Ulamanda Omar, and according to Manda Omar in Ervin Gimel Dalav, that the Moses Machpelah was not made of two rooms, one and the other, but it was made Shnei Botim Zoy Lamay Lamizu. It was made two houses, one on top of the other, and the upper one, the upper story, were buried the fathers and the mothers, and the bottom one was Adam and Chava. This is what the Baskel said. Kimidas el yoyna koch midas tachtoina. Like the measure of the upper cave, so is the measure of the bottom one. And it's sufficient to you, the fact that you measured and you had the sign of the upper cave. Omar Rabbi Bono, said Rabbi Bono, nistakalti bishnei akevov. I looked at the two heels of Adam Arishin, the first man, and they were similar to two balls of the sun. Now there's a statement with regards to the beauty of our mother Sarah and Adam and Chava. Hakel, all the beauties of all the people bifnei Sarah, next to our mother Sarah, kikoif bifnei Adam, it's just like a monkey in the face of a person. Sarah bifnei Chava and Sarah in front of Chava is kikoif bifnei Adam, is like a koif, like a monkey in the face of a person. And Chava bifnei Adam, and Chava in front of Adam Harishon, is kikoif bifnei Adam, is like a monkey in front of a person. The Adam, and Adam Harishon bifnei Shechina, is in relative to the Shechina, is kikoif bifnei Adam, is like a monkey in the face of a person. Additional saying is Shufrid Rav Kana. The beauty of Rav Kana was Me'in Shufrid Rav Abba, who was somewhat of the beauty of Rabbah Bo. And Shufrid Rabbah Bo, and the beauty of Rabbah Bo is Me'ein Shufrid Yaakov Avinu, was of the beauty of Yaakov Avinu. And Shufrid Yaakov Avinu is Me'ein Shufrid Adam Harishon, was somewhat of the beauty of Adam Harishon. Now the Gemara is going to tell a story with regards to the cave of the burial of Tzadikim. Hahu Amgusha. There was a story with a sorcerer, a Machashif, Davichotit Shechvi. He was digging in the graves in order to undress the dead from their garments. Kimta Amaroso, the Rav Tevi Bar Masna, when he came to the cave of Rav Tevi Bar Masna, Tafsi Bidikna, so Rabbi Tevi grabbed that sorcerer, that Machashiv, by his beard. Osa Abaye. So Abaye came, Amar Lei, he said to Rav Tevi, Matusu Minoch, I ask of you, Shavki, leave him. The Shona Achriti, next year, finally, Hodorosa, that Mechashev, that sorcerer, came again to the cave of Rav Tevi. And again, Tafsi B'dikni grabbed him by his beard. Asa Abaye, so Abaye came again to ask Rav Tevi that he should let him go. And nevertheless, Lo Shafke, Rav Tevi didn't let him go. Adid Aite Maspero V'gazil Dikna, until Abaye brought a scissors, and they cut the beard of the sorcerer. The Gemara brings a story with regards to the wisdom of Rabbeinu. Ahud Omar Luhu, Chaviso de Afro Lachad Benayi. There was a story that a person, because he was worried that he's going to die, he divided his assets to his three sons. But he instructed them in a wise way that the people shouldn't understand that he's wealthy and he owns a lot of property. And therefore he said like this. Chavisu de afro lachad broi, a barrel of sand I'm giving to one of my sons. Chavisu de garme lachad broi, a barrel with bones I give to the other son, to one son. And chavisu de udra lachad broi, and a barrel of muchin. So this one got a barrel of muchin to one son. So the sons didn't understand what their intention of their father. So they came in front of Rabbi Noah. Amar lehu, Rabbi Noah said to them, "Isluchu ara? Did your father leave over property?" Amru le'ein. They said, "Yes." So he asked them, "Isluchu chayvoso? Did your father leave you animals?" They said, "In yes." So he asked, "Isluchu bistarke? Did your father leave you over kinds of garment that are made from muchin?" So they said, "In yes." So Rabbi Noah said, "Yochi, if so, yochi kamechu." This is what his intention. The barrel of sand hinted for the prop, for the karka, for the earth. The bones, that was a hint for the animals that have bones, and the muchim, those are the garments. Additional story about the wisdom of Rabbi Noah. Who gabre the shomel lidvisu the kamer libnata. There's a person who heard his wife telling his daughter, "Amay lo tzniz bisura? Why aren't you careful to be hiding when you do prohibitions, when you do things that are wrong?" Hach itza, he says, but look, this woman, she was actually talking about herself. She says, "Asora bnei isla." She has 10 sons. V'leisli ma'abuch alechad, and only one of them is of your father, and the rest of them are from adulterous relationship. Kishachiv, when the person was about to die, Amar lehu, so he says to his sons, "Kol nechasai lechad bro." He says, "All my assets was to one son, one of my sons," which means to that son who is really his real son, as Beis Din will find out. Layad leiminayu. So the father, the sons did not know who did the intent. Also the comment to Rabbi Noah, so they came in front of Rabbi Noah. Amaluhu, he said to them, "Zilu chaboitu kivra davucha. Go and bangs on the grave of your father. Ad dekoyu megaluchu lehimenai chushavka, until he'll get up and he will let you know to whom did he inherit the assets." So Rabbi Noah wanted to test them because he knows that those that are the illegitimate children, they are chutzpenikas, they are arrogant, and they will go and bang. Ozl kulu. So all the brothers went to bang on the grave. But however, ahu debrei have, but that one whose real son, the ozl, did not go. Amaluhu, Rabbi Noah said to them, "Kulu nichsi dahai. All the asses belongs to that son. Because since it has been determined that he is the most modest amongst you, it makes sense that that is the one that the father loved more than all of you, and to him the father intended when he said that he could inherit all of his assets." Ozlu, so the 9 other sons went, "Ochlu kurtzu b'malka." They slandered and they told the government and Rabbi Noah in front of the king. So Amre, they said, "Ika gabra chabi yido," there is a Jewish man amongst the Jews, he takes out money of people without witnesses or without evidence. So the Melech sent agents, they brought Rabbi Noah and they put him into prison. So the wife of Rabbi Noah went to the house of the king. Amru luhu, she said to them in a wise way, "I had one slave and they chopped off his head. And they removed his skin and they ate his flesh. And they were drawing water with his skin. And they would irrigate with his skin water they would get to drink with the skin water to the people of the yeshiva. And they didn't give me any pay for the slave, and not any rent for using his skin." And she said them so they should understand that her intention is for her husband. So in the house of the king, they didn't understand what she was saying. Amrei, they said, "Let's call the wise person of the Jewish people, which is Rabbi Noah, and let's ask him what is he's talking about." Kayul Rabbi Noah. So they called Rabbi Banoah. Amar lehu, he said to them, "Zarnuka." Amar lehu, a zarnuka, that's a pitcher of made out of leather. Did she say? In other words, she had a goat, a taish, an old goat, and they stole it from her. They shechted it and they ate the flesh. And from the skin they made a leather pitcher of water, and they drink, they draw water and they drink. Amre. So the story was that his wife came for a question, like a ruling to the Beis HaMelech for a ruling, and the question that she the way she posed the question, she called him, she says Abdechad Havali, means that it was a slave, but really what she was talking about is she was talking about the goat, I mean that served her. When he says Uposhtu Labash Chavachlu Bisrei, they skinned it and they ate the flesh and they filling up with water. What does it mean filling up with water? Because they made out of the skin of the animal, they made a pitcher, and this is what he interpreted when he said when Rabbi Noah said that it was a zanuka amr l'chu. In other words, that it was a pitcher made out of leather, out of the skin of the animal, and so he was able to understand from what she said. In what the Shiloh, what her problem was, that they're not paying her, and for all the things that they did to her. But since he knew how to understand from what she said, he was able to understand the question. Amri, so they said in the house of the king, Hoyel v'chakim kulahai, since Rabbi Noah is such a wise person, he can figure out what people are talking about, leisev abovel, let him sit by the door, by the gate of the city, v'nidin dina, and let him judge the people. Chazad David k'siv ba'avula, so Rabbi Pinchas saw that there was a expression, a saying that was written on the doors of the gate of the city, so that people should learn from this, that kol dayin dimiskori l'din l'shmei dayin. Any judge who has been called for a din because there is demands that he is demanded, he's not called a dayin. He is disqualified to judge because he himself loves money and he will accept bribes. Amar lehu. So Rabbi Noah says, Elamahato, according to this statement, Osi Inishma Alma, if a person comes, any person comes from the street,